Let's go to the hotline and welcome to this show for the very first time, Mr. Chow himself. This is Ken Jeong, not Ken Jong-un.
No.
Ken, how are you, buddy?
Fine. How you doing?
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Ken, what was the most money you made as a doctor?
Somewhere in the six figures.
Six figures,
I guess.
Like 150 grand?
I think around that, less than that when I started out, yeah.
So we were trying to figure out, really, I mean, it's one thing to follow your dream, but it's another thing to be making 150 grand or so and then...
Leave that dream to follow a different dream.
That's paying you 100...
Dude, I was scared. I mean, like, if you're making that amount of bank and you can make it for life, and I was a partner and I was tenured, it would just, like... And then you go from that to zero, you know, You don't know, but it was something that I'd got the role of Knocked Up, and that just changed everything for me. And, you know, I had just done a movie with, you know, Seth Rogen, Katherine Heigl, Paul Rudd, Judd Apatow, like Jonah Hill, Jason Segel, the biggest names in comedy, Adam Scott, and then you're like, it's just hard to go back. And then and also have a nice role where you were able to contribute a verse to that song. It was definitely like, you know, and I give Judd Apatow all the credit. I mean, after I quit my day job, he had put me in a Pineapple Express and Step Brothers, and he really took care of me for a while.
I love Judd Apatow. I think he's the...
Yeah, and he really did. He knew I quit my job. He knew I was scared. He knew that I you know, it's a tenuous situation. I'm in my late 30s, you know, and don't know if I can make it. And then that led to The Hangover, And what was beautiful about it, I remember seeing Judd at an Emmy party a couple years ago. He said, "Are you in Hangover 3? He was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Good, I don't have to worry about you anymore." It was really, really sweet, and I'm just so grateful to him. And then, I mean, if it wasn't for Knocked Up, you know, I wouldn't have The Hangover. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'm so grateful.
The good thing is you take the gamble and you leave and it becomes successful. Great story. The guys who take the gamble and it doesn't work out good are in that documentary where they jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
That's an entirely different scenario.
You don't want to be in that movie.
No.
Well, I didn't want that, you know, and to your point, you know, why I had the day job and why I still have my license to this day is that, you know, I don't want that happening to me. I want to just go back to my day job and practice or do something else. You know, I mean, and you know, it's not life or, I know what life and death is. It's not life or death to do this business. You just want to do it. You want to see if you can have a career out of it. And when I quit my job, I just wanted to be a character actor. I just wanted to work as an actor. I was happy and secure in my life where didn't need too much fame or fortune. I just wanted to work. If I could just be a working actor, that's all I cared about.
I have to tell you, you sound a lot less Asian than I expected.
Maybe he dials it up a little bit.
Your dialed up Asian sounds like me trying to do an Asian accent.
Well, you sound a lot. You sound just as white as I think you do.
I have two Asian. I have Mr. Chow, kind of Asian, and I have Sato from Karate Kid 2. Hey, you know, those are my two Asians.
Oh, that's great. Not limiting at all.
Not at all racist.
And the other thing is...
Not at all racist.
Yeah.
That's the name of your autobiography.
The other thing is with Ken is not afraid to show his penis. Man, that takes a whole lot of confidence.
That was my idea to do it.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, I mean, because think about it, like, Todd Phillips, you know, he did Old School, Will Ferrell streaked naked, and to me, it was inspired by that. So in the script, it called for Mr. Chow to jump out of the trunk with his slacks on, you know, and I was like, what if Chow jumps out naked? In the movie, and he's like, "You don't have to tell me twice." Basically, you know, to me, it served that story and the element of surprise. And by that time, I was only known for Knocked Up, and so I felt like, well, I think it could be really
memorable,
really funny, and a really shocking thing if you know, the doctor from Knocked Up jumps out of that trunk.
Little did I know that
it would be one of the biggest grossing movies, R-rated movies in history, but you know, at that time, it was really just to serve that story. You know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely, and it worked out fantastic. I mean, you You had such a memorable role. The other thing before we talk about your new show, I just want to let you know is as you enter now into the sitcom world, which you've done, you and Galvin and I have been on the same show.
Yes.
We were all on Sullivan and Son at one point.
Really? Oh, you are the guys. I've never burned. No, but Steve Burns is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I knew that, yes, oh, you're the dudes on Sullivan. That's awesome.
We love Steve. He was just in town last weekend. We got to talk to him, and I think that show is great. I think he's great, and I love that you guys all stick together and do stuff with each other. And I mean comedians, not right. Asian, not half Asian.
Yes, I know exactly what I will defend that comment, all right?
Yes.
So I know exactly the context. I will not quote it out of context. Steve is an old friend of mine. He was at my wedding, all right? So he's a good dude, and we went on tour together. When I was still having a day job, we went on tour as the Kings of Comedy with Bobby Lee and Kevin Shea, like the four of us. It was kind of a spin-off, a takeoff of the King of Comedy.
Right.
King of Comedy at that time.
And Bobby Lee is easily the most insane. It was close to Tracy Morgan, but Bobby Lee is the most insane person we've ever had on the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think he's one of the funniest dudes on the planet. That guy, I think off stage, he's even funnier. I mean, when we go on the limited show that we did, he was easily the funniest guy in the room. He just made me and Steve and Kevin he's amazing.
I'm happy for you. The show is called Dr. Ken. It is based loosely on your life. You are a doctor who does comedy in the show?
No. Well, you know what? There is an upcoming episode where I do try to do stand-up comedy, because back in the day when I was working at the HMO where I worked at, I would do stand-up comedy at their end-of-the-year physician banquets, you know?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like recycled, you know, basically recycled like roast jokes you'd see on Comedy Central, you know?
Right.
And it was really like playing off of that angle. And so it was a lot of fun writing deliberately bad jokes or trying to write a good joke or some joke that it was a lot of fun, because I'm one of the writers and producers on the show. So we're basically trying to write jokes of all different kinds, you know?
Well, that's good. If you're writing, you're in your humor, it'll be funny. That's
right.
Good. The show is called Dr. Ken.
That was the deal of this. It's like, I'm not just an actor spewing out words. It's like, to me, I'm the main producer, one of the main writers. I created the show.
If it's a huge success, you gotta buy Apatow something nice.
I'll I'll get him a knocked up DVD and
sign it for him.
Watch out for Dave Foley. Dave Foley hates his ex-wife.
He's one of the funniest men on the planet.
Oh, yeah, he is. But he's got an evil inside streak because he hates his ex-wife, he told us. So if he can't kill her, he may end up killing one of you guys. The show is on Fridays at 8:30. You'll get to see it 8:30 on ABC. It is Dr. Ken. And before you hang up, can we do our little Asian to each other?
Sure. Whatever you want.
Good luck with your new show.
Oh, thanks.
Now you got to do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that racist.
So uncomfortable.
I know, I like the
so
character.
So uncomfortable.
Forget it. Good luck, Ken. It's great to talk to you.
Right.
And good luck with the show, buddy.
All right, brother.
See you later. Sayonara!
that's what?
So I didn't feel uncomfortable at all.
No, I know. I think we realize that.
It's him. He created it.
He's Asian, and he's doing more Asian. You know what I mean?
Goodbye to you.
He's dialing up a little bit.
I'm not even doing Asian. I'm doing his character, Mr. Chow.
Do you ever get offended? You get offended whenever your wife does the retarded Rocky voice.
Because that's not me.
Yeah, but that's a...
I don't have a character where I'm like, hey, yo, why is everybody going to yell at me?
But you're Italian,
yeah.
And that's like a stereotypical... Exactly.
I didn't create a character based on the racism. He did.
Yeah.
Take my pants off so the world could see my wiener.
Be careful.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.